Hey there, mental muscle heads. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily workout for sharper, stronger mind. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you build resilience, conquer negativity, and level up your life. And today, we're tackling something we all struggle with at times. That pesky inner critic, the one whispering doubts in our ear and raining on our parade. Ever felt like your own mind is your worst enemy? You know that feeling when you're about to go for something big, but then those negative voices kick in, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, brave enough. It happens to the best of us, folks. But here's the thing. We don't have to let those negative thoughts run the show. We could retrain our minds, silence the inner critic, and build a foundation of self-compassion and confidence. So buckle up, get ready to flex those mental muscles, because we're diving deep into how to overcome negative self-talk and criticism. Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways that will help you rewrite your internal dialogue. 1. Acknowledge the voice. The first step is awareness. You gotta recognize when that negativity creeps in. Pay attention to those thoughts, where they come from, and what triggers them. It's like identifying a bad habit. Once you know it's there, you can start to address it. 2. Question the source. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is this really accurate? Is there evidence to support this claim? Often, our inner critic is based on past experiences or insecurities that no longer serve us. Challenge those assumptions and look for more balanced perspectives. Think of it like a detective investigating a case. Gather the facts, analyze the evidence, and don't jump to conclusions. 3. Reframe your narrative. Once you've identified those negative thoughts, try reframing them in a more positive light. Instead of "I can't do this," say "this will be challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow." 10. I always mess things up in time, learning from my mistakes and getting better every day. You have the power to choose your perspective. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have setbacks. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a good friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs. Celebrate your wins, learn from your losses, and keep moving forward. 5. Cultivate positive affirmations. Start incorporating positive affirmations into your daily routine. Tell yourself things like, "I am capable, I am worthy of love and happiness, I'm strong and resilient." These affirmations can help reprogram your subconscious mind and shift your overall outlook. Think of it like a mental workout, strengthening those positive muscles in your brain. Now let me paint you a picture and imagine you're about to give a presentation at work, something you've been prepping for weeks. You know the material inside out, but as you stand before the audience, that inner critic starts its usual routine. What if they think I'm not qualified? What if I freeze up and mess it all up? Suddenly, your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you start second-guessing yourself. Sound familiar? Here's where those Stoic Mind Gym techniques come in handy. First, acknowledge those negative thoughts. Okay, here's the critic again, trying to derail me. Then, question their validity. Have I actually messed up a presentation before? Probably not. Reframe your narrative. I've prepared well. I know my stuff, and I'm excited to share this with everyone. And finally, practice some self-compassion. It's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies before a big event, but I've got this. By applying those techniques, you can silence that inner critic and step onto the stage with confidence. You're more than capable of crushing it. Remember, folks, building mental resilience is an ongoing journey. Some days will be easier than others, but keep practicing these strategies and celebrate your progress. The key is to be patient with yourself, keep showing up for those daily workouts, and remember you're stronger and more capable than you think. Now go out there, silence that inner critic, and own your awesomeness. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep flexing those mental muscles. I'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.